Well, good morning, fellow pilgrims and traveler on this funny and strange path that is life. Here is what I'm going to use today as my diving board. A quote from The Glass Bead Game by Hermann Hesse that I'm going through right now. He had already explored all the possibilities the office provided for the utilization of his energies and had reached the point at which great men must leave the path of tradition and obedient subordination and, trusting to supreme and definable powers, strike out on new trackless courses where experience is no guide. So here we are, another day, another cup of tea, another sunrise that will come soon enough. I do enjoy starting in the darkness when it feels like the whole world is sleeping. I do enjoy this quiet. And that quote, when I was reading that, I think a couple of days ago, I'm actually going at quite a slow pace on that book. It is actually, I find it taxing for me. I find it kind of heavy. But there's some, you know, I do, obviously one of my favorite books, Siddhartha from Hermann Hesse. I also really enjoy Steppenwolf, even though it goes into strange ways in terms of that book. But I really enjoyed some of his description and some I did find fitting for me. Even though I wouldn't say 100%, but I really felt like I was reading myself in some part of it. So, but I like the sentence that I just read, that part of where experience is no guide, and I guess that's my diving board really. So there is kind of a discontentment of having, you know, done, or maybe creatively, or maybe in a way where you were engaged in a special way or with a special quality. And then feeling that that part was done, that that tank was depleted. And the price, you know, the price of staying in a place, you know, it wasn't enough to justify that. And even though staying in one place, having experiences, brings some kind of knowledge, wisdom is a different matter altogether, the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Even though there is a kind of understanding about who you are and how you are in that place, and you know what you can expect, and there's an element of predictability and security, you know, and forecasting. If you go to work, you kind of know what it's going to look like. Things happen, of course, in the times of work, in the time of COVID is another story. I can only imagine for some people the hardship going through since the onset of this interesting situation. But the idea of living what one kind of know for something that brings no knowledge, no forecast of anything, no way of knowing. And I guess in a way it's kind of fitting for me as I have been in a southern Spain since October 2019. And I am now, my eyes are really honing on working my way back, northern Spain, and I definitely see the possibility of not coming back. Not having any reason to. or just the fact that I am opening myself to that possibility, as I will endeavor, whenever that is, to start the path, again with COVID, to open myself as I start walking, to try to get clarity with the distance, with the physical distance, the clarity of, is this my life, you know, is here my life, you know, with this challenge, this blessing, the beauty and the ugliness of it all, because it doesn't matter where I go, there is no such a thing as sunshine, you know, 365. It's just life is messy, and I think I'm learning to appreciate the fact that there is value in suffering, in emotional suffering, that I learn different things about Anthony through that process. And I hope that I will better my acceptance or my appreciation of what actually pain is, that it's a teacher. And so this, you know, this trackless course where experience is no guide, and the new, really, that's really what the new implies to me, that this idea we have that we know, you know, or we want the idea of controlling, you know, or forecasting the future. So by forecasting, we can prepare. I want to go on a vacation, therefore I will, you know, depending on where I want to go, I will have a plan, and then the plan will take care. So planning life. And it makes complete sense. And I would have loved to be able to use that model. But for me, it has been abject failure after abject failure when it comes to that. I don't understand why, but in my case, I have not been able to sustainably do it. You know, I've had close to 40 jobs. I've had this 20-year-old marriage, which just crashed and burned. It was a beautiful thing, and it was a nightmare at the end. So job? No. Relationship? No. Not the idea of having a home, having a car, having things. You know, the fact that all that I own will go in my backpack, you know, in 10 minutes I'm ready to live with everything that I own. Well, I mean, obviously there are things now that I would not take, and many of those are a gift from Pilar. You're going to hear about her a lot, because she's an angel in my life. Very, somebody who's very precious to me. And the weight of the material world is really felt on me. And the idea of lightening that load, and then to prevent that weight from hampering my flexibility, is very relevant right now. I don't know how long it will last, but it's very relevant. And there is something about me, about walking, that is very meditative, actually. Even though I sit every day, you know, I do some, I guess, technically I don't meditate. Because I'm not able to experience what is one of the plus, you know, the whole sitting meditation, the one pointedness is supposed to allow somebody to get out of one's mind and to experience, you know, that reality with a different quality outside of that realm. And I am, my goodness, I think for a while sometime I would get like 5 seconds maybe, but no, lately, not even 1 second. My mind is just racing all over. I have this very interesting mind that's very, very wild and fierce. And I'm learning to accept it, you know. I'm still curious, and I will still sit every day, but no expectation, you know. No, the sitting is it, I'll just sit, and then whatever is, whatever happens, happens. You know, I still use my breath, I still use that to go back, but it's a very interesting process for me. But walking is definitely, has provided me an avenue of tools to, it's different, So there's something definitely about physically active that seems to resonate with me and seems to be compatible. I guess one of the things that you learn as an individual on this earth during your lifetime is what you're compatible with, instead of what the book says, what works, what's the best, you know. Money makes you happy, you know. Having a great job, having a great wife, having a great family, having a great house, having great health, having a great sense of humor, having a great body. All of those ideas, those fixed material or measurable idea that you can use as a springboard to happiness. And for me, I would have loved to be able to believe in it, but it just did not pan out. It doesn't work for me, so I have to. Maybe my third I have to breathe. I have no idea how I could not breathe. And of course I have to die. And I lost it. I have to. Here it is. Sorry for the gap here. But I will leave it. I am not going to edit it. It's part of this recording. But I have to find a new way of making sense of life. You know, because suicide makes no sense. You know, it did when I was very young. You know, up until I met Glenda and I actually met love. That changed it all. But before that, I understand. To me, suicide is not a crazy thought. This life is, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of suffering. There's a lot of confusion. I don't see it as a big deal at all to want to end one life, you know? If one is suffering and suffering and suffering, how is one to appreciate another state of mind and state of life? So for me, it used to make complete sense, and actually that was the only thing. I was miserable. And then once I found love, once I experienced love, it changed everything. And sure, it's, you know, it's painful, it's confusing, you know, I'm lost at time. But I don't have absence of hope. I have hope because I have had it. And whether or not this tunnel through which I go from time to time, you know, I stay in the dark longer or not, it's irrelevant. It doesn't change the simple fact that, yes, I cannot say no to life. Of course, I say yes to life because it's fucking amazing. And who cares about the price? You know, if the value is in the product, yeah, it's worth it. Life is worth it. And as I throw my gaze northbound, I'm getting pumped more and more with the idea of it makes complete sense in my life that, you know, here's Anthony, he's going to pack his bag and he's going to go for, I don't know. Am I going to go for 1 month and then turn around and come back? Or am I going to go then from the Via de la Plata? Then I'm going to go do the Camino, the Saint James Camino, all the way until during the Le Camino Norte, the Path of the North, which is a different route than the Camino Frances. So I do want to do it differently. And it goes through Asturias, so it's going to be more hilly, which of course I love, and less crowd, and different route. And even I was thinking, with me and my Italian right now, because by now I think, you know, with my several practice conversation I do a week, and then all the app that I listen to, the podcast, and the app that I work on, and reading, and all that good stuff, and the videos, that I will eventually get a... Within a few months, I'll get a decent level. So possibly even walk to Rome from there. So I don't know. Will I walk 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? I have no idea. But I'll know it when I get there. And so I guess in a way, experience is no guide, meaning, of course, you have experience. But there is no plan. There is what gets you started, but really it's all open. I think that's kind of how I see it. Meaning you don't come with answer. You just know that you want to open that door and open up your horizon to this new vista. But beyond that, it's all open. and to trust that you don't have to have it figured out to get the best out of it and to find bounties of God knows what. My goodness, I'm sorry, folks. That's a long one today. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry, but it is a long one, and I do intend to try to concentrate, and as you can see, I'm still learning to, I don't have a script, and I don't intend to do one, and there's no, you know, I find a diving board to start, but that's it. After that, I don't know where I go with it, and I'm going to keep playing. Definitely one of my intention as I keep doing this podcast is to become more to go to the heart of it, maybe to not digress so much, because I know I'm a professional digressor. So here we are, Saturday, January 23rd, and what looks like will be another beautiful day in southern Spain. So blessing to you all. May you have a day filled with whatever really enrich your life and your heart. Blessings.